Speaking of Romeos, it's time for some movie reviews on 2SER Breakfast. We welcome once again to the studios, the one and the only Michael Jones.
Danny, you son of a bitch.
I don't know if that was necessary.
Good morning, Danny. No, I haven't been pushing too many pencils at CIA. I've been watching movies. Two movies with themes of family dysfunction this week. One, an intense character study with a protagonist desperately clinging on to their sanity as their marriage disintegrates. The other features a bad boy with serious daddy issues and a penchant for killing everything.
Have you guessed
which one is Die, My Love, and which one is Predator Badlands yet?
No, don't get me in suspense.
Let's go with the awards bait film first. This one being Die, My Love, starring Jennifer Lawrence from Silver Linings Playbook and Hunger Games, Robert Pattinson from Twilight and The Batman, Sissy Spacek from Carrie and Coal Miner's Daughter, and Nick Nolte from 48 Hours and Cape Fear. It's directed by Lynn Ramsey, who made movies like We Need to Talk About Kevin and You Were Never Really Here. This movie is based on the novel by Arianna Harvich. Die, My Love is the story of Grace, played by Lawrence. She and partner Jackson, played by Pattinson, have just moved into an isolated old farmhouse with a dark history. The two get down to what young couples like to do, and Grace is first pregnant, and then she's soon a mother. Grace has always had her eccentricities, but motherhood seems to be the catalyst for a drastic change in Grace's behaviour. Grace is struggling with a combination of postpartum depression, loneliness, and writer's block. Apparently she was a writer, but what did she write? We will never, never know. At first, Jackson is too stupid to notice Grace's slide into depression, but when he finally does, Grace does her best to reject his and anybody else's offers of help. She can be really narky and downright mean sometimes. Jennifer Lawrence does such a great job of portraying the frustration, boredom, rage and hopelessness of a situation that it couldn't help but rub off on this viewer. I understand that postpartum depression is a serious condition, but do I want to watch someone go through it for the purposes of entertainment? I suppose the purpose of the film was to make me feel uncomfortable and frustrated. Well, it's certainly did its job. Back to Jackson for a moment. What made him think that buying a constantly yapping dog for a new mother already spiraling around the drain of sanity was a good idea? Not Grace, not me, not anyone. Die, My Love is really challenging and emotionally draining viewing for intelligent adults, so I guess that counts me out on this one. It really doesn't take a traditional narrative arc either, and sometimes you just don't know if you're in reality or in one of Grace's hallucinations. I keep thinking about the guy on the motorcycle. Who the hell was he? But in the end, the whole thing was pretty painful, and I was just looking for someone to put me out of my misery. Jennifer Lawrence is great, but my enthusiasm for Die, My Love flatlined well before the end.
And you got another movie, son of a bitch?
Yes, Where's a Predator When You Need One? Predator Badlands. This one's starring Elle Fanning from A Complete Unknown and I Am Sam, Demetrius Schuster Koloa Matangi from Red, White, and Brass, Cameron Brown. He's been lots of non-speaking parts and lots of stunt work in movies like The Fall Guy, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and Furiosa. You'll be seeing a lot of Cameron Brown in this film. It's directed by Dan Trachtenberg, who made the most recent Predator film, Prey, and he also made an animated film that came out this year, went straight to streaming, called Predator Killer of Killers. Look out for that if you have Disney+. Schuster Koloa Matangi is Deck, a runty young Predator, or Youcher, let's not cast aspersions on him too early, determined to prove himself in the eyes of his father, who just wants him dead, and an older brother who thinks he's a wimp. After some pretty full-on domestic violence where fratricide is encouraged and filicide ends up happening in the most brutal way possible, Deck ends up on the planet Genna, a planet that looks a lot like New Zealand, but is more like Australia in that everything that's there wants to kill you. He's in search of a fearsome creature called the Kazlik, which looks more like a giant snuffleupagus to me. It's the ultimate trophy. Along the way, he encounters a damaged synth from the Weyland-Yutani Corporation, Thea, played by Fanning, who claims to have survived an attack from the Kazlik. She may not be telling the entire truth, though, about what the Weyland-Yutani Corporation is really doing on Genna.
The Weyland-Yutani Corporation?
Yes. Sound familiar? So, right from the get-go, it's pretty clear we're watching a very different kind of Predator film. Whilst Prey was also about a member of a family proving to everyone she was a worthy warrior, this film is from the perspective of the predator? Are we humanising them now? Do they have hopes, dreams and problems just like us, rather than simply being motivated to display our skulls and spinal columns in their trophy cabinets right next to the xenomorph?
Well,
yes,
what?
Predator and aliens share the same universe, if you didn't already know that. I know I mentioned the film opens with some pretty brutal domestic violence, and violence is spread liberally throughout this film, but Predator Badlands is such a Disneyfied, family-friendly version of the franchise, you'll be getting quizzical looks from the nine-year-old in your life. Where's the horror, Dad? Where's the jeopardy? I thought Predator was supposed to be scary and awesome. This incarnation of Predator even has its own cute Ewok-style character.
The kids
are just going to love, and you'll just want to punch. I'm not suggesting taking a nine-year-old to this film, but if there's a night terror afterwards, I'd be very, very surprised. Do I want a predator with feelings or human frailties? My answer is no. I want ruthless killing machines that can only be stopped by muddy, muscled men or clever indigenous women. Prey was a good film. I'll stand by that. Whilst there may appear to be a lot of carnage in this film, do a count at the end and see how many humans actually die in this movie. Predator Badlands isn't awful. It's actually a pretty fun watch and the visual effects are pretty great. But ultimately, it feels like an entry-level version of the franchise for kids that's more about friendship and family, with a moral that the most dangerous entity in the universe isn't a predator, sorry, Yautja, or even a Kazlik. It's unchecked human greed aided by heartless artificial intelligence. Yawn. What the hell are you? To quote Arnold Schwarzenegger, time to get to the chopper.
If it bleeds, we can kill it, but it was the friends we made along the way. Thank you very much, Michael Jones. This is 2SER Breakfast.